This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Tie Tuesday, and that means that Ty Law will join us in a little less than an hour at 9 on this morning's show. And then we will talk in advance of the election on Tuesday. Question 4. And a move toward eventually legalizing hallucinogenic mushrooms with Eliza Dushku, the actress. You were very excited yesterday because she is the star of one of your favorite films.
Bring it on. Yes, one of the best films of my lifetime.
Really?
Yeah.
Of your entire lifetime?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, did it win an Oscar or?
I don't believe so.
Oh, it didn't?
It should have.
Can we get your Mount Rushmore of movies?
Mine?
Yes.
Yeah. Focus. Bring It On there. Wizard of Oz is my number one.
All right.
Harry Potter 1. Mean Girls.
Great movie.
And The Devil Wears Prada.
All right. Well, just 4, but that's okay.
No, that was 5.
That was 5.
I know, there's 4.
Oh.
I rock with you on The Wizard of Oz all day long.
Yeah.
All right, well, we should get back to the rest of today's news.
TGI Fridays abruptly closed 49 locations in the U.S. over the last week.
Uh-oh.
Not good. No bueno.
This is it for TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
Where are people going to eat when they go to the mall? I mean, I feel like this is a real problem.
Cheesecake.
The cheesecake is overtaken.
Yeah, I love the TGI Fridays. They used
to salad bars.
I like the Jack Daniel's cheeseburger.
Are you nuts? TGI Fridays was built on guacamole. Well, they did at one point. They pivoted to the giant smorgasbord of appetizers, mm-hmm. where you order like the, it's like a poo-poo platter, mm-hmm. but it was,
yep.
you know, like chicken,
Southwest egg rolls,
mozzarella
egg
rolls, sticks,
all yep. of those.
Their
things,
mozzarella sticks are fire.
Very good.
So, apparently, the public doesn't agree with you, Sean.
Well, unless they're going specifically because they sell them frozen in grocery stores. Yeah. I wonder if they're going specifically to that model.
Yes, I will also say this about snack foods, which I am trying to avoid because of a recent Curtis lead. But you can buy the snack version in the bag of the fried mozzarellas from TGI Fridays as a chip.
Ugh.
And they are life-changing.
No, I don't like them. I've had them before.
They are delicious.
Mozzarella stick chips?
Yeah,
yes.
Don't do it.
Curtis, don't knock it till you tried it.
Don't do it. I've tried it. Yeah. I'm knocking it.
That sounds... I mean,
okay. Well, a lot of the chain restaurants that we have relied upon for almost our entire lives are going by the wayside.
I hope not. Do you have a favorite?
What, of all chains?
Yeah.
I do like, Wiggy brought up the Cheesecake Factory. They do a great job. The Buffalo Bites as an appetizer over there are unbelievable.
The Cheesecake Factory is the perfect place. It fits everything.
Oh, it's great.
I'm an Outback girl.
Outback's good.
I'm not in the mood for Australian tonight.
You have one of those Buffalo Bites. It's only 4,700 calories, and it's really delicious.
I hate that they put it on the menu. How many?
All right. Well, that's sad news.
Yeah, but they're expected to use Chapter 11 to seek buyers in the near future. So hopefully they save TGI Fridays.
Okay.
A new lawsuit has accused Subway of grossly misleading customers by advertising sandwiches that contain at least 3 times as much meat as it delivers.
Is anybody surprised by this?
No, but
okay.
There is a woman in Brooklyn.
Otherwise known as Tinder.
There's a woman in Brooklyn, Anna Tolleson, mm-hmm. who said she got a steak and cheese sandwich and, you know, the ad for the steak and cheese bursting with meat.
Oh, yeah,
and then she got the sandwich and it was less than impressive. She said she paid $7.61 for it and was very disappointed. She said 200% less meat than it is in the ads. So there's a lawsuit against Subway to change that.
Yeah, I mean, all of them should give up. The Subway, you know, D'Angelo's, whatever. It's the crown is worn by Jersey Mike. And Mike's way is my way. And so they have just changed the whole entire game. The food is fresh.
Mm-hmm.
The way they prep it is incredible.
They're not everywhere, though. That's the thing.
Like Jersey Mike's?
Well,
but they're getting everywhere.
And they only do deli sandwiches.
What?
I don't like deli meat. So for me, like Jersey Mike's doesn't do it for me because...
Well, that's
they do a steak and cheese.
Like, no, most sub places will have like a chicken cutlet sub on the menu or even have like chicken salad on the menu.
Chicken cutlet? You go to Subway and get no chicken cutlet.
What are you talking about?
Well, they have grilled chicken at Subway.
Yeah, the little small... But you can get a chicken sandwich at Jersey Mike's.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought it was just sliced deli meat.
I don't think you have any idea what you're talking about.
You are thinking... You know what she's...
Keep Jersey Mike's off your lips. Like, I don't think you even know what you're talking about.
You know why, Greg? She's thinking of Jimmy John's.
Yes, maybe.
How dare you? Getting your
sub chains mixed up.
You know what's amazing is that America was like, oh, this guy Jared, lovely guy, eats a sub for lunch and a sub for dinner, and we're all going to lose weight. Think about how unhealthy that is in reality. Just eating subs.
Like, how do you get Jimmy John's confused with Jersey Mike's?
Like, I don't know.
They're not even in the same stratosphere.
Yeah, I mean, I
don't... It's like getting the Bill of Rights confused with a Bill of Goods.
Oh, Swiggy sold me a Bill of Rights?
Not nice. I mean, I'm looking. They don't have like actual grilled, like full chicken pieces. It's like they have like a chicken cheese steak.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're talking about, grilled chicken.
But it's made into like a cheese steak. It's like made into like the shaved.
That's the best way to have it.
I don't enjoy that.
No, they're cut up.
You want it in chunks?
Yes.
What is it? What's the chicken? Is chicken?
I don't like cheese steak for that reason either.
What? Because of the way it's prepared?
Yes.
The cut of it?
Yes.
Oh my lord! What a weirdo!
I've never heard of that.
You like the way Subway does the cut into small pieces, or
the chicken breast,
or the one cut frozen into chicken
larger
breast?
She doesn't want to cut into very small pieces, just mediumly small pieces.
Chicken gnocchi soup thing.
Okay. What else is happening?
America has a new favorite side dish, and this is shocking to me.
Yeah.
Because for years, it has been the mashed potatoes.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And
very versatile.
Yep.
You can put some butter in there. You can throw a little gravy on it if you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can go raw dog if you don't like the gravy or the butter. Mm-hmm. It's been the go-to Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever, for decades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Campbell's just did their annual State of the Sides report.
Uh-huh.
They found that for the third year in a row, most Americans, 56%, said that they prefer side dishes over turkey. That's first and foremost.
Okay. All right.
But mashed potatoes has been bumped to second place on the list. Any guesses?
Yes, mac and cheese, number one.
Ooh.
Nope.
Is stuffing considered a side?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
I might go with stuffing.
Nailed it. Stuffing has taken over, or dressing, as it's called in some places.
See, that doesn't seem like it's logical to me based on Americans who are in their overwhelming focus on being healthy. Like, I would think it would be green beans.
That's a cheat day. Like, Thanksgiving, Christmas is a cheat day.
But
some people,
this is what we're talking about. Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yeah. But so that is the number one spot. Mashed potatoes got bumped to two. Sweet potatoes, number three. Green bean casserole at number four. Ugh. And mac and cheese at number five.
That's because you ain't had no real mac and cheese. That's
correct.
The problem.
I've been asking for it for the last 3 years.
Like your boy Chef Lambo at Hunter's.
There we go.
No.
Able to work a plug in any potential
any situation.
I'm just really giving you amazing. Places where...
Hunter's, just a heads up, Wiggy's looking to come in at some point this weekend.
I'm giving you places with, like, mac and cheese.
Right. Mm.
Like, I don't know.
I understand.
A lot of people know how mac and cheese should be made.
Uh-huh.
My mother didn't know how to make it to save her life. She used a stupid, you know, blue box.
Craft.
Yeah, she did not, and it was watery. She didn't know how to make it, but that was the white in her.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, mac and cheese should be number one
on the list.
On the list.
We also know somebody who doesn't know how to make mashed potatoes. I believe we learned on this show.
Yes, you do.
What's next?
There was a Karen Reed civil hearing yesterday. The O'Keefes are suing Karen and the two bars, CJ McCarthy's and the Waterfall, for wrongful death when it comes to John O'Keefe. Reed's attorneys want this to be delayed until her second criminal trial is complete because they say it could violate her Fifth Amendment rights.
If she is forced to do a deposition
correct.
And testify in this civil case.
Correct.
that she is protected by the Fifth Amendment when it comes to self-incrimination.
Yes.
Okay.
O'Keefe's attorneys are saying she cannot claim the Fifth Amendment
protection
because she's been talking to other people.
Okay.
We can hear from O'Keefe's attorney, Mark Diller, talking about Karen weaponizing her Fifth Amendment right.
Karen Reed is overtly weaponizing the Fifth Amendment to her advantage. Since she has been charged with murder, Your Honor, it needs to be noted that Karen Reed has given public interviews on NBC's Dateline, ABC's Nightline, and 2020. She gave an in-depth interview with Vanity Fair. She has a Netflix documentary in the works. She's spoken at lunch with two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
That was shrapnel that did not need to be sent in this direction.
High five, though. He called this popular.
He must not be really informed on the ratings.
And first of all, I think it was actually second lunch. It was dinner. It wasn't lunch.
Yeah. An early dinner. Winter.
I don't understand.
Two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
Yes. The guy can't get our names in there for the public, for public consumption in the news.
I'll take it.
Little mention there. So what is she? Is she not supposed to talk to the media? I mean, she's.
I don't know how that works.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Right. She can speak to her innocence.
I would think that you're allowed to speak to the media in that particular situation.
Mm-hmm. When you're arrested, aren't you just informed that anything you say could be used against you? Yeah. So is that you're not weaponizing anything if you say something that is incriminating, then that's on you.
Right?
Like, how could you weaponize the freedom to speak?
Right.
When's her trial? Is that January? She goes back on trial?
Yes. Uh-huh. If they continue with that.
All right.
Yes. All right. Well, I appreciate the mention, I guess.
Yeah.
Two
popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
Yeah. It would be nice if they could have thrown in the website or...
Right.
At least it's the
Odyssey app.
Throw the Odyssey app up there. It would have been nice.
I mean,
even the Greg Hill show would be good.
Right. Or the monthly or whatever. We could maybe throw in the ratings.
Just in case he's listening, it is Greg Hill and Courtney Cox.
Yes.
Thank you. Personalities.
Perhaps you'll be called at some point to testify. Ooh,
you could be. Subpoenaed.
What if Shime gets on this jury too?
I have not thought about that.
You could be subpoenaed.
I don't know if I brought it up yet, but I have been called for my civic duty.
For jury duty.
Yeah.
Really?
In December. I've already given the day to Ken. I am so thrilled.
What?
I am already thinking about my outfit.
I don't think you'll get on.
You won't get on.
You're too much of an empath. Huh. You would immediately think that the person was innocent.
Not necessarily. I think I am very, down the line, middle of the line.
Yeah, but you're a public figure. Just like this guy said, you're a popular radio host, radio personality. They're not going to
They won't know that, though.
Yeah, they will.
That doesn't matter, though.
Yeah, it does. They ask
it's
you.
Not, it's
you
radio.
Do.
It's not like.
Doesn't matter. They ask you, what do you do
not,
for a
it's
living?
Not, no, it's not.
They, okay.
No, I've been on a jury before.
When was you on a jury?
I was the foreman.
15 years ago. That
was before you became really popular. Now it's like they'd be like, beat it, Greg Hill. Too much influence.
I really
can't trust you.
I do think, because December, could they be looking for the next Karen Reed jury?
Imagine if you got on that jury, that would be.
On a jury, Greg. Wow, I didn't think you could get on jury.
Two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
Oh.
It's the easiest thing to avoid. Yeah. You move the date to a holiday weekend. And then you're not called, and then you're not called again for 4 years. It's literally the easiest thing.
Well, it's your civic duty, sir.
I have my duty is to live my life the way I see fit.
You know what I do, Curtis? I ignore it.
Why would I want to be on a jury if I didn't have to? Enough people do nothing, they can do it.
Right.
You don't even get paid to be on the jury. It's
but I think
dumb.
It's fascinating.
I am not fascinated by it.
What is fascinating about it?
Yeah, me either.
You gonna send an innocent person to jail?
No.
Don't you get $50 or something, Shime?
Yeah, I think it's $50 a day.
$50 a day. That really, in this day and age, that barely buys lunch.
Right.
Not for you, it doesn't buy lunch.
Do they give you lunch?
No, No, of course they don't.
These people, too, like, you guys need to take a joke. Laugh a little bit. First thing she thought of was her outfit. We're doomed.
Two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
Yeah. It was a joke. God.
Courtroom chic.
Yeah, like, people really take things far too seriously.
But you are going to dress up.
But you were thinking about your outfit.
Well, of course.
Right, exactly.
Of course.
They're just stating the obvious.
Well, I want to look presentable. What? I'm supposed to look like a schmuck?
No, I think it would be... I just don't think a lot of people are planning their outfits.
That's the problem with society, is that we don't dress up anymore.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Put on a tie.
I'm being ripped on the vest that I'm wearing today.
Yeah. I like it.
I didn't know we were going boating.
Yeah. Like, somebody was texting me earlier saying Gresh wants his vest back. Yeah, like, I don't think this is a Gresh vest.
Does Gresh wear the vest to the beach?
I like the vest.
I feel like, I mean, I don't. Is there something wrong with it? Like,
I'm not really a vest guy, so it's on really you. I can't really.
I don't know.
It's like, perfect for pockets. It's kind of lightweight, but also provides some warmth.
I mean, it's. I just purchased it at Peter Millar.
Okay.
All right.
And guess what I found built into the vest?
A douche canoe.
A whistle?
No, not a whistle.
A date rape whistle.
Anybody have a guess?
Something for your golf tees?
Oh, a bottle opener. Wow.
Classic. Very frat boy. It's giving frat boy.
Oh, that's why it was $260.
I don't happen to be a beer guy, but if somebody is, you have this little thing. It's built right into the pocket of the vest.
A vest back?
Huh?
Are they back?
They never left.
Oh, they never left?
Vests are great.
All right. You can be the judge. When I got my coffee this morning and I was leaving, I said, thank you. She said, you're welcome, Zaddy. So you tell me whether they're back or not. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
How excited were you to show Lindsay that? You're like, look at this. Wait, but just wait.
No, Lindsay picked this out.
Oh.
She said, I like Daddy.
Isn't the vest all about
I love it, the shirt underneath it?
Huh?
The right shirt underneath the vest?
Oh, am I not wearing the right shirt underneath?
I mean, like I said, I'm not... You're wearing...
I think it's perfect.
Well, Chime, you wear vest all the time, so you wouldn't know any better.
I like the vest.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It looks good and it's comfortable. And like I said, provides extra pockets, which I enjoy.
Oh, man. Jackson just texted me, Greg, and said that his fiance said that there is a chance that we could be subpoenaed if they want to take it in that direction.
But yeah.
She was there the other day.
Everybody knows. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you said that.
I know. I thought he was kidding. I didn't think that was
Jackson's
serious.
Jackson's fiance $400 an hour to tell me that.
Right. Courtney, I know you just signed a long, lucrative deal, but correcting Greg with Jackson, not a good career choice.
I thought he was well aware.
That's why I brought that.
I thought you were kidding.
All right. Well, anyway, that's the news. Hold on a second.
Got a vest on the line?
James is on the phone.
Oh, my man?
James, who introduced us.
Yes, sir.
James introduced us to Joe Landry. He brought Joe Landry to Lunch with a Hero last year, and Joe Landry just celebrated his 100th birthday, and James is bringing him again a week from this Friday to the American Heritage Museum. Hi, James.
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
How was the birthday? How was the birthday party?
Yeah, it was great. He had a lot of people there. It was great for him. He had a good time.
All right, awesome. And is he looking forward to the event, our birthday party for him?
He is. We're going to have him there around 7:30, if that's okay, not at 6. I don't know how much longer he can hang.
I think the support that our beloved listeners are going to show on that Friday, a week from this Friday, for Joe Landry, World War II veteran, and all the veterans who are there is going to be incredible. So I cannot wait. And I hope all of you, if you have the day off or you're willing to come before work, you will join us for the centennial celebration of Joe Landry on Friday, November 8th at the American Heritage Museum. All right. What's up, James? Were you calling about that or something else?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to mention something else he did at the end of September when he was out at Busch Stadium, him and three other Battle of the Bulge vets threw out the first pitch.
Oh, yes.
He was out there for a week, and the hotel he was staying in, he was staying on the 12th floor, and something happened with the power where the alarms went off, and he had to walk down 12 flights of stairs, no elevator. Some guy helped him. I thought that was amazing.
Oh, my God. He's an unbelievable guy. I cannot wait to see him.
Yeah.
All right, James. Yeah.
And I just also wanted to mention this is for Courtney and Wiggy about how Courtney thought it might have been offensive when men grunt when they're working out with weights. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Courtney, I take it when you work out, you use weights, correct?
Light ones, but yes.
Correct. So men probably work out with weights for two reasons, to get stronger and to develop their bodies. So I guess when they're to get stronger, they're lifting heavier weights. So in order to do that, it helps to let the air out and occasionally grunt when that happens. I don't think they're doing it to impress girls at the gym.
Breathe.
You'd be surprised.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
When was this debate? I don't remember this. Was this
it was a while.
I had a day at the gym where there was, it's the same guy every time.
Who's
in the same room as me, and he's like.
Is he short?
Yeah.
I don't even notice height.
And he plays fantasy football.
No, I have no idea. But he's constantly grunting. And
so he's
just
an overly aggressive grunter.
Yeah. Yes.
Is it like a loud grunt or is it just like a deep breath?
It's not a deep breath, Shime. It sounds like he's about to pass away. And I'm like, okay, clearly that's too heavy for you. And he also is doing like headstands and making these crazy noises. It takes away from everybody else's experience.
Maybe he's working out. Courtney don't like guys who actually work out and grunt and put in work.
Wiggy, no. Yep. He is.
If you're not grunting, then that means you're not using enough weight.
He should not
to
sound,
push you
he should
and
not
get you
sound
stronger.
The way that he sounds.
If you're not grunting, Courtney, then that means you're not pushing yourself to the limits.
No.
Have you ever seen any Rocky movie?
Yes.
You ever see his training montage?
Yes.
Constantly grunting. Pushing himself to the limits.
This guy is not Rocky. This guy is at the Equinox in Seaport lifting a dumbbell.
Wow. I
think with some dudes, they are throwing up so much weight that they have no other option other than grunting.
Dale here.
But if they're not lifting that, if they're not lifting that much, I agree with you. Like it's a little bit of a show.
He's not a bodybuilder. Like I'm telling you,
sounds
this
like
guy,
you're taking shots at people who like to push themselves in the weight room. That's what it sounds like to me.
I should just shut my mouth.
No, I mean, you said it.
I'm wrong no matter what.
How much?
It's annoying. This is a hill I die on. This guy is annoying. People leave the room when he walks in.
Do you not wear headphones in the gym?
Yeah.
I do, and I can hear him through them.
Well, you need to get better headphones.
When I tell you, he's like screaming, grunting.
Well, you need to get better headphones.
Wait, like, can you, like, give me.
He's every time.
That means he's working.
Every time.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, can you do one more?
Really?
Every time.
That's
that would annoy me.
Yes.
Annoy
and I'm like, I'm so shocked every time.
Yeah.
I would look at him and say, get it, big dog.
Oh, my goodness. This has been.
Right. That's a lot of weight.
It's not. Yeah. It's really not what he's doing. Yeah.
All right. It's a tie Tuesday. Ty Law will be on with us coming up at 9. And then Eliza Dushku. At 9:20 this morning, here is Courtney and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics took down the Bucks 119-108 last night. It was a Peyton Pritchard night, going off for 28 points, nailing 8 of his 12 three-pointers to tie the franchise record for threes off the bench. Peyton now leads the NBA in points and three-pointers off the bench. Jaylen Brown led the way with 30 points to get to the C's 4-0 on the season. Monday Night Football saw Steelers win over the Giants 26-18, the final with Russell Wilson completing 20 of 28 passes for 278 yards and a touchdown. The Dodgers continue to roll in the World Series. They took down the Yankees 4-2 in Game 3 in the Bronx last night. They've won all three of those games. And the Bruins are in action tonight, taking on the Flyers at the TD Garden. Puck drop is at 7. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Courtney, this has been your best show yet.
Thank you.
38 degrees.
Run is amazing.
We now know also, because of the way in which he's defending it, who is the number one violator when it comes to grunting loudly at the gym.
I mean, I don't work out like that no more. Now I work out like, you know, a middle-aged soccer mom, so I'm not grunting.
I would just end the weather with this. Courtney, if you could say one thing to Pat Connaughton, what would it be?
No, I would say I'm glad you're well.
All right, we'll be right back.